She gets that, Melanie, you get that the first, is it the first week?
The 7th. I got it this morning, so I'll send out the report soon as I get done here.
Okay. It's a lot easier for us to figure that budget when you get that last one on this December the 7th, and then we've got a solid figure to work with. And it's a lot easier to figure out where we're at and where we're headed at that point than it is to set and guess before. I know we've started this budget process in September, which allows us to do so in the past. And then by the time we reached December the 7th to try to figure something out, it was way different numbers to work with.
So well, last year's $831,000 for that month.
Yeah, that was up. I looked at that, and I think it was over $100,000.
It's a $100,000 increase.
Yeah. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, so I mean, so it's a...
Yeah, we can move on. I just...
It made us all feel really good, and I think we may have just overestimated a little bit.
We're still up 2.5%, and... Huh? I said we're still up 2.5%, and the town's been full.
Well, I'm concerned because I looked, and it was 700 the year before and 800 last year. And even if you figure 750,000 in there, I think that puts us a little less than what we estimated. I have to look at it and think so.
Marriage and dissolution fee for domestic violence shelter fund.
Each year we disperse these funds in January, but we have to notify our recipient by November 15th. We have one application at this time, and it's the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. Everything is correct in their documentation. It's the only one we have, so I need a vote to choose them as our recipient for this year. Their estimated amount will be approximately $7,000.
And in years past, we've had as many as two or maybe three in years past.
Since I've been here, I've only had one, but I think previously they have had a couple.
Yes, I know they have.
And normally, I think they usually just split it evenly between whoever applies.
So we've got $7,000 to go to, and who did you name it?
The Crisis Center.
Women's Crisis Center.
And it's also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Okay.
Move to award the marriage and dissolution fee for domestic violence shelter fund to Women's Crisis Center.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Surf election and contribution.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am here on behalf of County Clerk Don Haley to present the surf election contribution. Each year in the past, you have voted to keep the same with employees contributing 4%. If you vote to do that the same this year, the current election as stated above would remain in effect during 2017. So you can choose to vote for that to stay the same.
Do we, and then the additional, they can individually vote to take additional.
They can pay more, I believe, yeah.
Pay more out of their, individually.
Yeah.
They can, but we set the 4% ourselves. I make a motion that we leave the surf savings at 4%.
The current election?
Mm-hmm.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Official Destination Marketing Organization, DMO, for the Division of Tourism Cooperative Marketing Program letter.
Do you
want to look at that?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So just a quick overview of what you're seeing here. This is a requirement by the state of Missouri to designate a destination marketing organization for our area. Destination marketing organizations across the state are traditionally and specifically CVBs, Chambers of Commerce. For us specifically, what this allows us to do is apply for grant dollars in the cooperative marketing program. So it allows us to stretch our dollar that we spend on marketing even further. Specific numbers for you is next year we're looking at a cooperative marketing contract with the state for about $475,000. In addition to that, about $275,000 comes to us through this contract to pass on to the Table Rock Chamber, CVB, so then they can help, again, spread that tourism message. So it does indicate that this is a five-year renewal, and so that's what you have before you today.
I got a question for you. When you said this passes $275,000, is that the term you used, onto the Table Rock, are you talking about then it has to go through a different board for distribution?
No. What happens is the Table Rock, well, yes and no. So the Table Rock Chamber, CVB, what they will do is come up with their marketing plan. We work with them to do that on an annual basis, so we're in lockstep with each other, so we're having similar messages and better impact. So our board basically approves it. It's a pass-through, but it goes to the marketing plan that we've helped develop with Table Rock.
Okay. My concern is, and I know how that works, but my concern was that once you receive monies and it goes through one board to another board to distribution, sometimes the intent can get lost.
That's a great point.
In the shuffle.
And the state has very specific guidelines to make sure that does not happen.
Right.
That is a great point.
Then we just make a motion to go ahead and are you wanting the county to make a motion? Are you just informing us about the way this decision is?
No, what we would like you to do is make a motion to approve the renewal of this five-year designation.
Okay.
So we can apply for those grant funds.
It would designate the Branson Lake Area Chamber of Commerce and CVB to be the official destination marketing organization for, and so we just need to approve this.
Okay.
Make a motion?
Yeah.
Move to approve the official destination marketing organization for the Division of Tourism's Cooperative Marketing Program for a five-year renewal.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
We're going to recess until 10 o'clock, and then we'll take up the public hearing regarding real estate assessment of Sharon Moore's property.